Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello everyone, this is Brother Choi with you right now, and welcome to Sunshine Saturday. Today's gospel is very short, only two verses. However, they are verses that immediately get our attention. So let's dive in, brothers and sisters. Our gospel for today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. Mark writes, Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, he is out of his mind. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how Jesus responded to his relatives' belief that he was out of his mind. Kumbaga, wala daw sa tamang pag-iisip si Jesus. Was Jesus initially angry or disappointed with his family's behavior? Nagalit ba siya? Did his relatives not trust him? Did they not support his ministry? Were they going to try to convince him to come home? Or how could Jesus leave his disciples and ministry? Have you ever been in a situation na yung mismong kapamilya mo ay di sang-ayon sa mga desisyon mo sa buhay? Your own family member did not support or approve of what you were doing. Siguro halos lahat naman sa atin had this experience, di ba? Naalala ko noon kung gaano katigas ang ulo ko at di ako nakikinig minsan sa aking parents. This often is true when we are young and ambitious, when we are young and idealistic. We may believe that we can conquer the world. Perhaps this was the concern that Jesus' family members had for him. They did not want him to be disappointed with himself and his efforts. Little did his relatives know that Jesus would change the world, not just for the people of his day, but also for the people throughout the centuries, especially today. Can you imagine how our world would be different if Jesus had not followed his call? Palagay ko mas marami tayong problema or mga challenges na pinagdadaanan sa ngayon kung wala si Jesus sa buhay natin. Jesus brought good news to our world. In today's world, we need all the good news we can get. Lalong-lalo na sa sitwasyon natin ngayon na maraming naguguluhan at litong-lito sa mga nangyayari. So how do we bring good news to our world? It might be through the work we do or through our efforts to keep a positive and loving attitude despite the horrific news we hear every day. But the good news is that Jesus loves us. Mahal na mahal niya tayo. And is with us always. Laging nandiyan siya sa atin. Today, may we strive to bring good news to each and every person we encounter. May we also notice all the people who bring us good news and thank God for their presence in our lives. Now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, how amazing to realize that through faith in Christ, I have become a member of your heavenly family, and that in Him I have the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. Thank you for this amazing relationship that I have in you, and I pray that by your grace, I may present myself as a living sacrifice and acceptable to you. For your praise and glory, this I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening with us today. Don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends at sa mga taong kailangan si Lord ngayon. Again, this is Brother Choi reminding you that you are God's choice.